Suppose it were your mother who was being tormented. S.P. My mother? Dr. Yes, think that over carefully. Suppose somebody should make a drunkard of your mother. How would you feel? Or of your sister? S.P. They know better. Doctor, is your conduct honorable? S.P. I'm a good fellow, and I always want to be on the best side of the women. Women are always my best friends. They always have money and are willing to spend it. Doctor, now listen to me. You have actually lost your physical body, probably many years ago. Who is the president? S.P. I don't know. I can't recall anyone. Doctor, is Lincoln the president? S.P. No, that was a long time ago. Dr. Cleveland? S.P. Number. Dr. McKinley, Arthur? S.P. He was president a long time ago. Doctor, do you remember Wilson? S.P. Wilson? I don't know that fellow. Doctor, do you know about the big war in Europe, with 23 nations fighting? S.P. I don't care, all I want is a drink. I am getting so thirsty. What do I care for war? If they want to kill themselves, what do I care? They are better off. If they don't know any better than to kill each other, let them go ahead. Doctor, what did your mother call you? S.P. She called me Paul. Doctor, what was your surname? S.P. It is a long time since I heard it. Doctor, what did they call your father? S.P. They called him John Hopkins. Doctor, then you must be Paul Hopkins. What state were you born in? S.P. I have forgotten. Yes, I was born in Yuma, Arizona. Doctor, were you ever in Los Angeles? S.P. Yes, once in a while. They used to have pretty good saloons on Main Street, and I suppose they are there now. Doctor, no, they are all gone. S.P. Then I don't know what became of them. Doctor, they have all been done away with. S.P. They were on Main Street, between 2nd and 3rd. Doctor, what would your mother think of your condition? S.P. My mother is dead. Doctor, her spirit did not die. She would be sorry to find you in this condition. S.P. I'm in an all right condition. I feel tip top. I get a glass of whiskey when I want it, and it makes me feel good and happy. Doctor, does it make you happy to see a man lying drunk in the gutter? S.P. I have never seen it. But liquor is good. Oh, ho. Who is that? Seeing some spirit. Doctor, who is it? S.P. I will have to sit up and take notice. She's a nice lady. To spirit, who are you? Doctor, perhaps it is your own mother. S.P. She was an old lady. This lady says she knew my mother. My mother was a good Christian woman. I suppose she is with God in heaven, sitting near the throne. Dr. Jesus taught that God is spirit, and God is love. You cannot find such a God sitting on a throne. S.P. Where does he sit? Dr. God is spirit, and is not in any particular place. He is the life of all nature. You are an expression of God himself. Understand that you are an ignorant spirit and must overcome your old habits and that you will then progress. S.P. This lady says if I behave myself I can go to bed and rest. I'm awfully tired. I am a pretty tired fellow. Will they let me rest myself? Dr. Yes, and when you wake you will realize that you are a spirit, and that you must overcome old habits and progress as you should on the spirit side of life. S.P. That lady is a nurse. Doctor, we cannot see her as you do. We do not see you. You are controlling my wife's body. S.P. I do not understand that. I want to go to that bed. Doctor, you must learn the purpose of life. S.P. They say if I lie down in that bed I will not get any more whiskey. Doctor, you will be taught how to progress. S.P. Can I have any more whiskey? Doctor number. S.P. Well, I don't care. I'm tired and I feel happy. What can a fellow do? I have no home and no place to go. You must have a good time sometimes, a jollification time. Doctor, you did not understand your condition. S.P. This lady says I will have a home with my mother. I will go to my mother. Will she like me? Dr. Mother Love never dies. After you acquire understanding, you must help this lady whom you have been tormenting. You have made that poor lady a drunkard. S.P. Have I? I didn't know that. I wanted something to drink, but I did not know I was doing any harm. Doctor, when she came here tonight she was drunk, and I gave her a treatment. S.P. I had that. Doctor, you made her drunk. She herself does not want to drink. She tries to resist the impulse. She is insensitive, and you hypnotized her and made her drink. S.P. It's pretty hard for a fellow to give it up. Doctor, you will have to do your duty and help her. S.P. I feel pretty tired. I want to go to that bed. Doctor, think yourself in that bed and you will be there. S.P. I will. By thinking? Doctor, yes, be perfectly quiet and think yourself in that bed. S.P. Remember me. I am a good fellow, and I like you anyhow, even if you gave me that fire. I mean well. Doctor, the lady whom you see will be your nurse and will look after you. S.P. My mother is here. Oh, mother, my dear, will you forgive me? I was not a good fellow. I will not drink any more whiskey. Mother says she will help me. God bless you for the work you have done for me. After the foregoing experience, a friend reported a marked change for the better in Mrs. V, saying that no further desire for intoxicants was manifested. Mrs. V herself acknowledged this change and expressed her gratitude for the relief obtained. Not at all uncommon are the cases of amnesia, when total lapse of memory occurs, all sense of identity is lost and the victim wanders to strange places, returning to his normal self without any knowledge of his recent actions. We have abundant demonstration that this state is frequently due to the influence of obsessing spirits. One case was that of a young man, C. B., who, shortly after he had established himself in business with his father, rose early one morning and left his home without the knowledge of his parents. No trace of him could be found, and after several weeks of anxiety the parents asked us to concentrate for their missing son. We did so, emphasizing that the young man should have no rest until he would write to his parents. The following morning he wrote to them, saying he was on board a United States man of war at San Francisco, that he had enlisted in the Navy and would be gone for several years. The boy's parents were anxious to have him at home with them, and wrote him to that effect, saying they would do all they could to obtain his release. The day before our next concentration circle, C. wrote his parents that they should do nothing regarding his discharge, for he was entirely willing to serve his term of enlistment. The following evening we again concentrated for C. B., and a spirit controlled Mrs. Wickland, as related in the succeeding article, clearly giving indication of having been the cause of the young man's recent actions. Experience, December 13, 1923. Spirit, John Edwards. Patient, C. B. Psychic, Mrs. Wickland, while singing throughout the lifeline, an amusing episode occurred. As the intelligence assumed control of Mrs. Wickland, he seemed to be pulling himself along, hand over hand, as if by a rope, and then made the motions of swimming. Doctor, did you hold on to the lifeline? Have you been drifting about? Where did you come from? You do not need to swim on dry land. What is the matter with you? Spirit, I want to find out what's the matter with me. Doctor, how long have you been dead? S.P. To audience, he calls me dead. I am not dead, but not so much alive either. Doctor, where did you come from? S.P. Lots of people brought me here. Doctor, who brought you? S.P. A whole lot of people. Doctor, I don't see them. S.P. I don't see why they want me. I want to be out at sea. Doctor, have you been out before? S.P. Yes. Doctor, why do you want to go out to sea? Have you been out many times? S.P. Quite a little. Doctor, don't you want to be on shore? S.P. I don't want to be a dry crab. I was all ready to go out, but you pulled me to shore. I don't see why they should pull me to shore. Doctor, were you drowned at sea? SP. If I had been, how could I be here? Doctor, your spirit could be here. SP. You mean the soul? Doctor, yes. SP. Then that should be with God. Doctor, where is God? SP. If you don't know that, then you ought to go to Sunday school. Doctor, I did go, but I did not find out there. SP. Then you did not go to the right one. Doctor, which one should I have gone to? SP. There are all kinds of denominations, they are not all alike, but they all know about God. Doctor, what church did you go to? SP. The church where I go is where I can be all alone. I do not go there very often. I can belong to any denomination. When you are on the water, you can't go to church, you go to service. Doctor, which church did you like best? SP. They are all alike. It's just a matter of form. They all belong to one God, and teach a hereafter, a heaven and a hell, and that Christ died for our sins. So you see, I feel like this, you can just as well belong to one as another. They all praise God, so it makes no difference. Doctor, you were a liberal man. SP. I don't know that I was that either. I don't know what kind of a man I was. I had my own religion in a way. I had to go to church once in a while to show the captain that I could. Doctor, what ship were you on? SP. I was on all kinds. Doctor, were you an ordinary sailor? SP. I was in the Navy. Doctor, can you tell us what year it is? SP. I don't even know what month it is. Doctor, do you know the year? SP. I do not know. SP. Is it 1922? SP. No, that's not the year. Doctor, what should it be? SP. 1912. Doctor, where were you sailing? SP. One time I went around on the battleship Cincinnati. Doctor, where did you go? SP. One time around the coast. Doctor, did you ever go through the Panama Canal? SP. No. I was near it once, but not through. Doctor, what did you do on ship? SP. I just did anything that came along. Doctor, how old were you? SP. I can't seem to remember. Doctor, and now you want to go to sea again? SP. Yes. I don't want to be on land, because I don't feel I belong there. There is something in life when you are on the ocean, something to it. You have regular meals and no worry, if your work is done all right. Doctor, is there much work to do? SP. Oh, yes, lots of scrubbing, there is always something to do. The captain does not want his men to be idle. If we were left alone, we would have a good time. If there is nothing else to do, we have to polish all the time. I know something about it. We have to polish the stairways, the machinery, and the fixings around it, all have to be polished. Every day we polish the knobs, the machinery and the stairs. It is all bright and shining. It's a big ship. Doctor, were you on a battleship? SP. I was on different battleships. Doctor, were you under fire at any time? SP. No, we did not fight. The Cuban War was not much of a war. The Philippines was more. Doctor, were you there? SP. We were outside. We did not get in the bay, not all of us, only a few. Dewey went in. I was there, but not on his ship. I was outside cruising around. Some had to be on guard and watch. If we had all gone in, we would have been trapped. There were others around there. Doctor, what is your name? SP. My name? It has been so long since I heard it, I have forgotten it. My name is John. Dr. John what? SP. John Edwards. Doctor, were you ever on the Pacific coast? SP. Yes, we were around the one time. I was more on the eastern coast. Doctor, were you discharged when you left the vessel? SP. Slowly, left the vessel. Doctor, didn't you leave the vessel? Or did you have an accident of some kind? SP. I don't know. Doctor, were you sick? SP. I don't know, Doctor, is Manila Bay the last you remember? SP. No, that's a long time ago. Doctor, where did you go from there? SP. I was quite young when we were in Manila Bay. Doctor, that must have been in 1898. How long were you at sea? SP. I don't know. The last I remember is 1912. Doctor, what happened to you in 1912? Were you sick? SP. I seem confused. It seems to me that we were, I do not remember very well, we were painting the boat. I do not know what place it was, I can't think. In some way we were not in the Navy Yard, it was a little outside. We were on the scaffold on the side of the vessel. Doctor, did something happen to you? SP. My head got so funny. I think I had some kind of a vertigo spell. I felt funny. It seemed like my head was swimming. Doctor, were you painting the boat? SP. We were cleaning and fixing it up. Doctor, were you in dry dock? SP. I cannot remember what it was. Something happened, so I got in the water. Doctor, you probably dropped off the scaffold. SP. I don't know. But I got well right away. Doctor, it is very likely that you lost your body at that time and became a spirit. SP. A spirit? What do you mean, Doctor? I mean you lost your mortal body. You are invisible to us. SP. But I was going to sea. I felt as if a part of me was a sailor, but I also felt that I was teaching some sailor. Through obsessing sea. B. I could smell the salt air around him. Sailors have a kind of atmosphere around them, you can tell them when you see them. I wanted to go back again. You feel funny when you are on land. You feel you do not belong there, the land is so solid, you do not feel right. I feel the ocean is the bosom of a mother, you are rocked to sleep, you feel so fine when the waves rock you to sleep. Doctor, when you fell from the boat, you probably lost your body, and you have been a spirit since then. This is not your body. Look at these hands. SP. Noticing hands of psychic, that is not my hand. Laughing, no, I should say not. I had big, big hands. That hand has not pulled any ropes. That's funny, I have a hand like that. Laughing with amusement. Doctor, and you have a dress, and long hair. Are those the feet of a sailor? SP. They are not mine. Oh, I see. One time, a long time ago, you know, we used to go to one town, then another. I was not on the battleship all the time. You know, my father was a sea captain, and, of course, we were on water all the time. He sailed from New York to India, and around there. Doctor, on a sailing vessel? SP. Yes. He had a sailing vessel first, when I was just a little kid. Then he had a vessel. He went between Calcutta, New York and England. Doctor, with the merchant vessel? SP. Yes. He had a lot of stuff. Then he went to Australia one time. He dealt in cotton and wool. When I grew up, I felt I wanted to be in the employ of the government, so I joined the Navy, to my father's disgust. He did not like it, but he said I was a sailor born. I think I was born on the water, I do not know the land. My mother taught me to read and write, and that was all the schooling I had. We were always on the water. Mother was a pretty good woman. Doctor, did your mother die? SP. My mother is not living, and my father is dead too. They both died some years ago. But this was not what I was going to talk about. Doctor, you were talking about these hands, and this dress. SP. I do not see how I could get a woman's hands and dress. That was what I was going to talk about when I drifted away. I do not know, but I should judge I was about 18 or 19 when we were in Calcutta. I like to go around and see everything, and I like to talk. I drifted into a meeting one time. In India, Calcutta is a pretty good town and has a nice climate. I drifted into this meeting and I got a whole lot of books. They called this meeting Theosophy. They were nice people, but queer. When they talk, before you know it, you believe in reincarnation. Is this skirt reincarnation? You said I am dead, So now how can you explain it in any other way? That must explain it, because I am back as a woman. Doctor, you might call this reincarnation, in a way. When you pass out, you leave your mortal body and become a spirit. SP. You know, they go to Divachan, and that is a long way off. Say, Madame Blavatsky was a great speaker. I heard her in Calcutta. Then there was Leadbeater. I was only a kid, but, you know, when you get something in your head when you are a kid, it stays there. My father said, John, don't you believe that, you will go crazy. I said, it is better than nothing, it tells good things. That salvation scheme is not right. My heart felt so big when I said that. It swelled up when I got those books. It may be that I am back again as a woman. I didn't think I would be a woman. I wanted to be a sailor again. Doctor, you are using a woman's body only temporarily. SP. So I am a woman temporarily. Laughing. Doctor, you are a spirit, and probably have been since 1912. It is 1922 now. You have been out of your body 10 years. SP. How do you know I died then? Doctor, you say that is the last date you remember. SP. Do you go by that? Then I have been in Divachan. Maybe sailors don't stay in Divachan so long, maybe their vibrations are better. I know the vibrations are much more vibrating on a steamboat, especially when there are storms. Laughing, really and truly, have I reincarnated? Doctor, it is likely that you passed out of your body at the time you spoke of, and you have been a spirit but were not aware of your condition. SP. So I do not know anything? Doctor, whatever your condition has been, you have been brought here tonight to acquire understanding. We are investigators of psychic phenomena and spirit obsession. Sometimes spirits take control of mortals and cause them to do strange things. You have been attracted here, and are controlling this body, which belongs to my wife. You are using it temporarily. We do not see you, we only hear you talk. SP. Then, in reality, I am in a woman. I am only fooling you then. Doctor, my wife is so constituted that spirits can use her body temporarily. Have you ever heard of mediums? SP. Yes, I have been to mediums to have my fortune told. You know they are only controlled by Indians. Doctor, Indians are excellent gatekeepers. They are good protectors for mediums. SP. Why did I come here, Doctor, for understanding? You have evidently been doing mischief unconsciously. You are in Los Angeles, California. SP. I know I was in San Francisco once. I have not been there for a long time. It was in 1894. Doctor, you probably made a young man leave his home and parents without any provocation at all, and made him enlist as a sailor in the Navy. SP. He had no business to do that. Doctor, he is interested in other work. He seemed to lose himself and enlisted in the Navy. He is San Francisco now. There is evidence in his case that some spirit has been interfering with him, and I surmise that you are the one. SP. For goodness sake, I wouldn't do that. I woke up one morning and I felt I was on land for some reason or other, and I wanted to be on water. Doctor, you were drifting about and came in contact with this young man, who is sensitive to spirit influence. He had been studying too hard and so made himself sensitive. You got into his magnetic aura, acted through him, and caused him to do things he did not want to do. Did you enlist very recently to go out to sea again? SP. It seems I woke up early one morning and wanted to go back to the water. I felt I was lost. Doctor, didn't you realize that you did not have full control of yourself? SP. I felt queer. In a way, I was in a dreamy state. Say, I didn't mean to do anything wrong. Doctor, we understand your position, and know you are a good fellow. We don't blame you. SP. Who is that boy? Doctor, his name is B, he is a young boy of 17. SP. He claimed he was 21, or he could not have joined. Doctor, he is large and looks older than he is. We concentrated for him and I suppose we pulled you to shore. SP. I felt someone pull me, and then I felt I was in the water. I recall we were in New York, or somewhere around there, and it was awfully stormy and icy. I was doing something and fell in the water. There was ice all around me. We had been there for a while, but I do not know anymore. How did I get into that boy? Dr. U drifted into his aura. SP. Why, here comes my mother. I haven't seen her for a long time. She died in New York. She says, oh, John, I have been hunting for you for so long. I didn't know it. If I am dead, why didn't I go to her? Doctor, many fall into a sleep and remain in that condition for some time. SP. Oh, I was in Divachan. That is where I was sleeping to reincarnate. Doctor, now you must go with your mother. She will take you to her home. SP. I will go to my mother and father, my old father. Doctor, does he have understanding now? SP. Mother says, yes, but she had a time with him. He wanted to see the Savior. I never quite believed in that story. I wanted to find out about it, but never did. I think Theosophy is the best, because they do not have that blood question to deal with. I don't believe in one person being killed for others. If I did anything wrong, why should I not suffer myself? God is love, and he never wanted anyone killed to save another. Such damned foolish things. The church people are so down on Jews, and yet Jesus was a Jew. Doctor, now you must go with your father and mother. SP. I've been in a nice crowd. This has been a good night. I feel pretty good. It has been a good night to speak with nice people and spend a couple of hours having a good time. You say you cannot see these others here, but there are quite a few. Now mother says, my dear little mother, she says I must go. She has not seen her son for a long time. We have lots to talk about together. I told you my mother was good. I must say goodbye to you all. Trying to rise, but unable to do so. Why, what's the matter with my legs? I cannot stand on them. Doctor, you are only controlling the upper part of the body. SP. Then I'm only half a man. Laughing heartily, worse and worse. Only half woman, half sailor. Now I must go with my dear little mother. Doctor, you must learn to think. SP. Think. Have I not been thinking before? Laughing. Excuse me, but everything seems a joke. Doctor, that's all right. You will have to travel by thinking. SP. Not by my legs. Will I not need my legs anymore? I haven't any, you know I'm only half a man. Doctor, just think yourself with your mother, and you will be there. SP. Think myself with my mother, and I will be there? I am going now. But you folks are so jolly that I think I'll come again someday. You don't mind if I come, do you? By the way, will you please tell that boy I feel sorry if I did him mischief? Doctor, will you try to help him? You can. SP. I can. How? Doctor, by impressing him to return home. Your mother will explain to you. SP. My mother says I should thank you for finding me. But she found her son in a woman. She did not recognize me in a woman, but we have to take things as they come. Now I will go, good night. The day after this, the attitude of C.B. changed entirely. He then wrote to his parents urging them to do everything possible to secure his release, as he wanted to come home and continue his work. He added that he could not understand why he had enlisted, and that he seems to have been in a daze, since the young man had enlisted as being of age, while in reality only 17, he was, after many difficulties and delays, released from service, and he returned to his home, once more his normal self. Chapter 9, Psychic Invalidism. Spirits who are ignorant of having lost their physical bodies often hold firmly in mind the thought of their former physical condition and continue to suffer pain. This error of the mortal mind persists until an understanding of transition and spiritual laws is reached, when freedom from ideas of physical imitations is attained. When spirits who are under this delusion of suffering and disease come into the auras of mortals, their condition is conveyed to the sensitives, and chronic lassitude, pseudo-illness and psychic invalidism result.